Good afternoon, Bernard. Is yours?
Hey, Ron. How are you?
Good, Tom. How you doing?
Pretty good, thanks.
Okay.
What you up to? Anything going on?
Yeah, well, I'm doing something right now, but nothing special.
Yeah, staying fairly steady at the store?
Yeah. Pretty much. It's a little quiet now, but...
Yeah, hearing people are a little bit softer out there lately. I don't know if it's because of the election in a couple of weeks or what.
Yeah, everybody's looking to wait, I think, to get the election over. It would be better to have it tomorrow already.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's how I feel. Get it over and done with and everybody get back to their routines.
Yeah, one side's going to win, one side's going to lose, and they just go on arguing, and that's it.
Right. Yeah, that's a good way of looking at it, right? Two dogs fighting over power.
Yeah, well, I just told Carol, I said, you know, they all talk about if Trump wins, it's the end of democracy, it's this, it's that. You see, I said, if Trump wins, the Democrats will be as crazy as the Republicans were. It's the same thing, both sides.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, just like January 6th when the
it's not gonna be
lost, right. It'll be the same way. Mm-hmm.
Very semi, and then you'll have riots and things, either way.
Yeah, it's just a vicious cycle. I wish we would get out of it, to be honest.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, I don't hate anybody, but it's nonsense, you know? It's like all the time, there's just two sides that seem more divided than they've ever been.
Yeah, oh, they are. They are. I mean, I know families here that don't even talk to each other.
Just because
like
of
your
kids
don't
politics,
talk.
Right?
Yeah, over that. No, specifically politics. The rest of everything's okay, but the politics.
Yeah, right. Well, I guess the saying's true, right? Don't talk religion and politics.
Yeah, right, right.
Only
that's
lead down
best
a bad
thing.
Path.
Yeah, it's I don't know.
See, we only fight about the Phillies and the Mets, Ron.
That's all.
Although, hey, we found the golf course, too.
Yeah. I don't know if the Dodgers are the best. I think the Yankees are. I thought right in the beginning the Yankees would win it all.
Really? Think you're going to go Yankees over Dodgers?
In that? Yes, I am.
Okay. All right. Well, that's a pretty bold prediction. I think people are probably leaning Dodgers, I would say.
Oh, they are, and I'm a National Leaguer.
Mm-hmm. But the Yankees are hot right now.
It's funny. They weren't doing good, and I made it like a trip to New York, and there's a kid down, not a kid, a guy down the bank here, big Yankee fan. And I was walking down the street, they have the Yankee Clubhouse. I don't know if you're familiar with that store. It's old Yankee stuff.
Okay.
And I had bought my cousin a Judge shirt a couple of years ago. And I knew this guy is a big Yankee fan, so I went in there. We were there, and I just ran in there for a few minutes, and I bought him, like, a real nice mug. You know, New York Yankees with the pinstripes on and all.
Mm-hmm.
And he gave it to me. He was surprised. And
that was nice.
I said, well, this is going to be good luck for you to see if you get back in the playoff. I just was on the bank today. He said, that mug is amazing.
He keeps a warm cup of coffee in that mug every day.
Yeah, well, no, it's a big, like for cold stuff. Well, I guess maybe you could put hot, but it's cold. Like, you know.
Oh, okay, you could put like soft drinks in it and whatnot?
Yeah, it's a pretty good size soft drink. Yeah, I don't know how big it was in ounces, but it would be at least 20, maybe more.
Or a big beer in it.
Taller, yeah, or a big beer, yeah. And, right. And they're doing good, what the heck?
Yeah, they're certainly clicking, that's for sure. Yeah.
And it's been a long time for them, and the Dodgers didn't impress me that much. Yeah, they
and
got a real good player.
Yeah, and we used to badmouth Stanton, remember? And look at him, he's on fire.
There's the thing. You know, it's funny, I was just thinking about him earlier in the year, and I was saying, the Phillies almost had Stanton, but I guess he would have never panned out like what he's supposed to be. And now, all of a sudden, he is.
Well,
you know,
he,
I,
Yeah, the main thing with him was that he was injury prone, could never stay.
Yeah, so many years he was not really what you expect. Way back when he was with the Marlins, I thought, boy, this is a super guy to get if you could get him, you know. But it's a good thing they didn't get him, because for all those years he wouldn't have really been that good.
Right.
But now he's real good. And then they have Judge, too.
And then, right, and then Soto on top of it, who's probably the best out of all of them.
Yeah, but the most rounded guy, yeah. Yeah, if you're looking for a base hit, he would be the one.
You know what? The more I think about it, Ron, I think you're right, really. I might lean Yankees in this. I mean, I really don't care one way or another, really, at the end of the day.
Yeah, I don't either. And I don't know who... I don't even know the pitchers on the Yankees or whatnot, but I imagine they're okay.
Yeah, I think they're pretty good. I think the Yankees probably have an edge when it comes to the starting pitching. I know the Dodgers are known for their bullpen.
Yeah.
But yeah, the Yankees have pretty good starters.
Oh, well, we'll see.
And yeah, it'll be fun.
Who gets the home court advantage there, home field?
Dodgers do. Yeah, it starts out in L.A. Friday night.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then the NBA starts tomorrow, I think.
And then, yeah, that's right. NBA starts tomorrow. Your Sixers,
yeah.
I think they picked up who? Paul George?
Yeah.
Yeah, so they're supposed to be pretty good.
They got to get Embiid. Well, they'll never get Embiid to be able to play most of the games and not hurt. But he always gets hurt. They're going to try not to play him back-to-back. You know, back-to-back games.
Give him some more rest.
But I don't know. Some of those guys are just injury-prone, they're 7 foot, whatever, and their feet aren't right. I don't know.
Well, you got to figure running up and down a court day in and day out. I mean, that's going to take a toll on your knees,
especially
being that big.
Yeah, and I don't know, if you could start the playoffs at least healthy with them, because you do get rest in between the playoff games, but you can't. You know, God forbid you get a back-to-back. You don't want your best player to be sitting on the bench.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the thing. That's the thing with the NBA. It's such a long season, and I know that a lot of the upper management, they want these guys to play, but you've got to rest them really to a certain extent.
Yeah, they're too big.
Not every game is as valuable as some, you know, as others.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Anyway, I got to go here and finish this one thing.
All right, Ron. We'll have a
I'll
good
talk
week.
To you. Okay. So, yeah, go Yankees.
Go
I can't believe it.
Oh, we can't say that.
No.
We'll root for the Yankees for our friends and our family.
Yeah, we won't tell anybody.
All right. I'll talk to you later.
I'll see you.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
Bye.